say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We're broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, 93.1 FM, or find us on the web, or like Joe says, on the inner tube. Joe, that's the internet. But anyhow, this is WPCA Radio. Our show features live music, some recorded music, as well as some of our favorite songs. We feature a guest each month, and this show features my favorite longtime friend, Dave Swanson, Swanee from the White Sidewalls. You heard me right, folks. We got him right here with us. Eddie Schmidt is here with his steel guitar and acoustic guitar, and he's just waiting for the nod. Take one, Eddie. So sit back and listen. Tell your neighbors, this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope we trigger some happy memories. Again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio 93.1, and we're live. Did I tell you that, you guys? We are live, so you got to be on your best behavior. So.
I know, we say that every week now, Mike.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still not so sure we're going to stay on our best behavior, but we're glad to be here, and we've got kind of a special night going on here, I think, anyhow. We've got two of my very great friends that are going to share some music with us, and I get to be a part of this, and two guys that are probably the two best musicians I've ever played with. So I thank you guys for coming. Eddie and Swanee is here with us. But Eddie, we'll just reminisce a little bit. We had some fun last week at the Rooster.
Sunday we do say thanks to for being us old guys out playing, to have such a nice big crowd. We gotta thank everybody that showed up, and it's sure makes it fun and easy for us when we have all those folks show up like that.
Oh, it was so fun. Just some people from Prairie Farm and different places that showed up to see us. It was a perfect day for it. There was nothing else interfering, and cabins aren't open yet, and ice fishing is, this year you still could go ice fishing.
Yeah, I think you could. There's still a lot of ice out there.
But it was a lot of fun, and we're going to do some recording here coming up, too, Eddie. We got some stuff we're going to take care of. Got a couple songs in the can.
In the can. That's what Benny Dixon used to say up at the Country Dam when he was talking to Skip Spaulding.
Yes. Then we got some summer jobs coming up like we usually do. It's always fun. But the last show, we were in Arizona, and you did the show yourself with Ethan and the Rattlenecks,
yep,
his group. And we enjoyed that so much. And I had gotten some texts from different people that that tuned in, and just were so impressed with that. So if those guys are listening, thank you so much for what they...
I hope they are. Yeah, it was fun to and try to bring five people inside the studio here, where we're usually thought that three was our maximum in here. But
sure.
But it sure seemed like they made it work. And it was fun to have a full group with a bass fiddle in here, too. So.
Well, and Bob Zonk, who does the engineering for us, did a great job of blending all those guys. I'm listening on the inner tube, out there. on the internet, and it came across really nice. So very impressive.
Almost,
it sounded like the Eagles and some of the stuff they were doing. Just some great.
Yeah, they do some nice harmonies.
Yes. So, and I want to say hello, David.
How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, thank you. First off, thank you for taking the time to come and do this show with us. We've been looking forward to getting you up here. So we just appreciate you taking the time. We've got a lot of history of music and friendship and family, so we're going to share some of that here tonight. But one thing, David, we do talk about, we're going to make you play some music, obviously a lot of music, but it's fun to hear different ones tell what inspired you and what got you playing music. And I think you and I share some of the same stories, but I want to hear what your thoughts are and what are some of the things that inspired you.
Well, Mike and I grew up together in Hammond, and we've always wanted to play music together. So when we were youngsters, 10, 11, 12 years old, we'd be down in the basement, and Mikey'd be playing his tuba, and I'd be playing my saxophone. Right. And our parents were good friends, and we're actually related. I believe we're third cousins, second removed.
Something like that. My grandma and your mother are first cousins. So, and that is the truth. You know, most people don't believe anything we say, but
so our parents would be upstairs playing 500, and we'd be sitting there making noise in the basement. Someday we're going to be professionals,
right? And your mom was always so supportive. You know, we were kids. We weren't very good, but oh, that sounds so good. You guys are doing so such good music and. But we just kept on playing.
It had to be terrible.
It probably was. We believed them, so we just kept playing. And we played a lot of ping pong.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, we'd talk and talk and visit and play ping pong. I don't know if we even kept score. We just enjoyed hanging out together. So, but anyhow, yeah. And your mother played at the church.
Yep, she played organ in church. My brother Ted played the accordion. My other brother, Wayne, played guitar, and my dad, he had really good rhythm on the piano, and we would sit and play hymns, and all the time. There was music going in our house all the time.
Absolutely. That is the truth, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, your dad, he didn't know the melodies, but he could play the chords, and he had such a nice attack to... with his rhythms. He'd play the chords and would be singing, and yeah, fun stuff. But speaking of singing, why don't you sing a song? We'll get back to some more stories here.
One of my heroes is Dean Martin, and I remember watching the Dean Martin Show, and still. This one goes out to Sherry. Sweet, sweet, the memories you gave to me. You can't beat the memories you gave to me. Sweet, sweet, the memories you gave to me. You can't beat the memories you gave to me. Take one fresh and tender kiss. Add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some griefs, some joy, memories are made of this. Don't forget a small moonbeam, folding lightly with a dream. Your lips and mine, two sips of wine, memories are made of this. Then at the wedding bells, one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stare carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor. With his blessings from above, serve it generously with love. One man, one wife, one love, through life, memories are made of this. Memories are made of this. Memories are made of this.
Oh, all right, that is Dave Swanson, Mr. Swanee. Good, nice work there, David. That's a good song. Yeah, Dean Martin. We were fans of Dean Martin. Dean Martin, so I still am. I love that music. It's Eddie, you just hit me with something over here.
It's just that third string on the steel kind of popped and broke it. I didn't hit you too hard, did
Not
I?
Not too bad, though. I'm just bleeding just a little bit here. But
it's got 10 on there. You don't need all 10
you
of
don't
them,
need
I don't
all.
Think.
That's why you have so many, right? Yes. Oh, well. We're going to have Swanee do some more music. A lot of you folks know of him in the area with the White Sidewalls, and we'll be telling you a few of the dates are going to be doing in the area coming up too. But Eddie, do you want to sing a song? Are you ready to do one here yet? Or
I guess we sure could. I was going to mention quick too, like one of the first times I met David was I was probably 15 or 16 from Glenwood playing with the Shepherd boys, Mike Shepherd and Ronnie Shepherd, and I can't remember who all it was, but I remember coming over to David's basement one time and practicing. And all I brought was, I was a keyboard player that day. I come walking in playing keyboard, I think. I can't remember. So, but that was a long time ago. But we thought, boy, this is neat. This guy really knows. He's got the connections and stuff.
Sure.
So that was fun.
Well, it made me think of something, too. You remember when your mother talked about the Randy Four?
Yep.
Down
yep.
in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire area you guys played? Yep. Talked about this... the saxophone player that you better come and see this guy. And that was you, David.
Boy, that was the days that we played six nights a week.
Yeah.
And
I didn't. You guys were doing it. Yeah.
Every week was
sure.
Was six nights and playing all the different spots and with the Randy Four, six nights a week. It was fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, well, Eddie, you got a little Johnny Cash, is it?
Yeah, I just learned a new Johnny Cash song. It's not a new one, but it's new for us. But it's one called "Cry, Cry, Cry" in the key of G. Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights of town. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. 'Cause when the lights have lost the glow, you'll cry, cry, cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You'll wake up some cold day and find you're all alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry, 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 cry. I lay awake at night waiting till you come in. You stay for a little while and then you're gone again. Every question that I ask, I get a lie, lie, lie. For every lie you tell, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. When your fickle love gets old and no one cares for you, then you come back to me for a little love that's true. I'll tell you no, and then you'll ask me why, why. When I remind you all of this, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll want me then. I'll hurt you and you think it's harmful and cheap, and you're gonna cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, cry, cry.
that will end, you're left on your own. You're gonna cry, cry, cry.
Well, very good. That was fun. Yeah, good Johnny Cash song. I don't think he's got a bad one.
No,
that's yeah. We did that at the Rooster for the first time for us, anyhow. That's a good song. Yeah, very good, Eddie. David, back to you. We, you and I, started playing at our church together. I think it's about 26 or 27 years ago.
Boy,
that's hard to believe, isn't it? When I probably told the story before, but when our kids were little, the church didn't have, there was no music in our church. They would try to hire someone. They see if they could get an organist to come in. They would pay him. They couldn't find somebody to do it. So I said, I'll bring my guitar and I'll start doing what I can do. And our kids were learning how to play music. You moved back from the Twin Cities back to Richmond, married Patty.
Correct.
And a good Catholic girl. And I said, you know what you should do is bring your guitar and bring your wife out to the Catholic church and just try it. Well, you haven't left yet. You've been there, and we're so grateful that you joined our church and have brought so much to the church. What was really fun is that you grew up as a Lutheran, and you brought some great Lutheran songs to our church, and we still share a lot of those great songs. But
yeah, those old Lutheran songs that I grew up with, and of course, my mother played in church, and boy, she drilled them into our heads.
Oh yeah, yep. Well, would you mind singing one of these? This is one that we usually do at least once a season at our church. But maybe you want to tell, when did you learn this as a kid or not? The Old Rugged Cross.
Yes, it was one of the family favorites.
Sure.
So, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best, for the world of lost sinners were slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday
for a crown.
Oh, very nice, David. That's great. I don't know if anybody can sing that better than you. And that's the truth.
I don't either.
Yeah. You don't either, do you? You're with me on that, Ed?
I'm 10-4. That's
right.
What I say.
Yeah, that's a dandy. And Eddie, you've played in our church many times as well. We got to do this St. Patrick's Day where you guys brought your saxophones, and I brought my tuba, and we did some good singing and some good playing, and we did some gospel, kind of, I don't guess maybe would be like Dixieland style gospel. Was that what you call it?
Boy, that's fun.
It's fun, yeah. With they're twin saxes, and I'm playing tuba, and it's. Of course, I'm stealing the show with that, you know. Sorry, you guys.
Especially since you got a brand new one.
Yes, yeah.
I had to bring that up.
Right. Oh, you remember, David, you and I going through, when you joined our church, we took some classes with Father Crocker.
Yes.
Wasn't that? That was a hoot.
Oh.
He was so good.
What an amazing man.
Oh, my gosh. Funny. Oh, but he... But anyhow, you brought one of your CDs from the White Side. It's not... I don't know if it's your current... Yes, it is. It's probably... You've got a new one coming out, but this is one you guys recorded, a couple years ago?
3 or 4 years ago, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to do one... Well, you tell it. It's a Bobby Darin song, right?
Yep, it's a Bobby Darin song, and we recorded this at my studio, at Swan Studios, and there's a 9-piece string section in it. You can imagine having 9 violins, and actually 11-piece horn section, and Mike Gartner, a good friend from New Richmond, he does all my sax repair.
Mine
and,
too.
Yeah, good guy, arranged it, and we put it together, and it's you'll like it.
Yeah, well, good. We'll give her a spin here.
Somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms, I'll go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, mine will lead me there soon. We'll be beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
Oh, right. That's very nice. Beautiful, David. That's, you guys obviously did the rhythm tracks and brought in the
yep.
horns and the strings. That reminds me of years ago when you played at Valley Fair, and you guys had some recorded music of some horn sections. You were playing live with your horn, but there was a trumpet and trombone and whatever. But you guys would have a, that would be on a recorded. And I remember Carl, who is our drummer now, he had headphones on so he could get the count.
That's not an easy thing to do.
Well, he was just talking about the other night, and he says there was a couple times that something happened. I didn't get the count, or the thing, it cut out, so I wasn't hearing what was going on. And he said the song was, he's, I won. I got done first. Everybody else was still playing. So, oh,
well, played Valley Fair for 14 years.
14 years. Wow. That was fun to see you guys there. Yeah, so I'm going to try a song on my fiddle or violin here. It's Jay Unger wrote this song. It's called A Shoken Farewell. So bear with me, hoping we can get through this. If I...
Oh, I think we'll...
You think, yeah? Okay, well, we'll see if we can give her a try here. Shoken Farewell. Yes. Now that was an instrumental. We don't sing those anymore, do we?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We used to, but we got in trouble.
Yes, that was. We had Bruce Libby here with us a few months ago, and he did some music by Jay Unger and Molly Mason, I believe it. The Lover's Waltz. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was.
Yeah. So I just want to. David, can you grab me my guitar there? But I want to turn it back over to you, too, a little bit. We talked about you've got some dates coming up. One of them is at Crickets, just north of Amory here. But go ahead and plug those for us, if you would, David.
Yep, we're going to be at Crickets on April 20th. That's a Friday, and with an 8 o'clock start with the White Sidewalls. And, boy, we played there a few times. It's a lot of fun.
It's a great dance floor, just a nice, great place. Yeah, we played there many times.
And we're doing a deal on April 6th at the Grand Banquet Hall in Stillwater. And this is targeted for the seniors. It's a dinner and a show. And it's the dinner starts at 12:30 in the afternoon.
There you go.
There you go. And the White Sidewalls goes on at 1:30.
Okay.
And this is the first time... we've done something like this, so I think it's going to turn out well.
Oh, you bet. That'll be fun.
We've had better luck with those early hours. I think folks like those earlier hours nowadays.
I sure do.
Yeah.
We sure do.
Yeah, I know it. They do, at least our crowd. And I know you guys were doing earlier shows too, but it's just, you know, kids like to go out until 2 in the morning, but people our age don't want to anymore.
Correct.
So, but they still love music. They love the live music. And so, David, can you sing a song again?
Sure. It's kind of a story. A new man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn-out shoes, with silver hair, ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, yes, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell of New Orleans we was. We were down and out, and he looked to me to be the eyes of age. And he spoke right out. He talked of life, yes, talked of life. Slapped his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, ah, Mr. Bojangles. Boy, he could dance. Now he said his name Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. Oh, then he grabbed his pants, a better stance, and he jumped so high. Then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, yes. He let go that laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Now he danced for those in minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, and he spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and he, boy, they traveled all about, but his dog up and died, yes, just up and died, you know, but after 20 years, he still grieved. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, ah, Mr. Bojangles, boy, he could dance. Now he said I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks, for drinks or tips, but most of the time I spend my time behind these old county bars. You see, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone in the next cell ask him, please, please. Hey, Mr. Bojangles, you in the next cell there. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Why don't you dance like you did before, would you? Man, that was so great. You danced so good, Mr. Bojangles. Give us a little soft shoe, would you, Mr. Bojangles, please? Ta-da, 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 da-da, 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 da-da.
Oh, that is Dave Swanson, Swanee from the White Sidewalls, doing some great music. Jerry Jeff Walker song, right?
I think so.
Easy for me to say, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah, nice beautiful. Job. Beautiful. This is 93.1 WPCA Radio. If you're listening to a live broadcast of Trigger Happy Memories, hope you're enjoying it. We sure are. We're having some fun reminiscing some different things. You know, David, it's funny how through the years our bands have intertwined a number of times, and of course at church for years, and Eddie comes out and Bob Hovde has come out and played in our church. But a few years ago, when you had reacquired the name of the White Sidewalls back, you had two bookings going at the same time.
Yes.
And Eddie and I were White Sidewalls. We went to Duluth with Hound Dog and Carl and Mike Timmer, I believe it was. And so we were the White Sidewalls doing this show, and you were finishing up some obligations from your previous group, and then I remember going way back when we were playing at Nashville North, John and Dave, years ago, and we were just out of high school, and you know Farron Young was there and all these different big artists, but Dave Simonson from John and Dave, he went to Europe on a trip for like a month, so you filled in.
Yep,
you came in, and we make you take your saxophone and run through the crowd and play. and he'd go in the bathroom like he was just couldn't wait, and you'd come flying out of there because you got the wrong bathroom. You're in the girls' bathroom. But, oh, man, we had a lot of fun with that.
And I appreciate you coming and filling in for the White Sidewalls still.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago I just did that with you guys.
Correct.
Yeah, we were, Hound Dog got laid up a little bit, and it was like 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and he calls. And I said, "Yeah, I can do it." And I remember playing that night. Some guy comes up. He says, "I've seen you in three different bands now through the years. How long have you been playing with these guys?" I said, "Well, they call about 4 o'clock today." So, and then I remember the first time I went with you guys down to New Hampton, Iowa, and there was like 7,000 or 8,000 people standing there, and that was pretty cool.
Boy, that wakes you up, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the radio announcer down there. He says, "Boy, look at all these people here." And I says, "Yeah." And he goes, boy, don't you get nervous? And I go, "Yeah, I do." And he says, "But you're probably used to it by now." And I says, "You know what? Every one of those people out there has a memory bank, and they'll remember everyone. That guy there, he has a dog and a wife and kids. You cannot take that for granted."
No, you can't. They're just absorbing every bit of it. I remember the show we did in January. There was this younger, I mean, he's probably in his 30s. I don't think he's ever seen live 50s, 60s music. He stood right up by the stage and was just taking it all in. He'll never forget that. You know, he's probably heard it at home with his folks or grandparents or something. But yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. But I'm going to do a song here that we actually do this in church. It's a song that I wrote. It's called "Without You," and David, you're going to help me.
I'm supposed to say, "Yeah, right."
Yeah. No, folks, don't believe that I wrote this song, but actually, I wrote this song for Willie Nelson, and he never recorded it. He never even heard it, you know. But I just want to let you know, I did write it for him. So, so it's called "Without You." Without you,
would I be? Where would I be without you? You hear my cries deep down inside, and I know you love me so. You give me strength and help me stand tall. You pick me up each time I fall. Without you, where would I be? Where would I be without you?
I sometimes think I could make it alone. It doesn't take long to find that I'm wrong. Deep inside, I know I need you. And all of my love begins with you.
Without you, where would I be? Where would I be without you? You sacrificed to give us new life. You suffered in vain for love in vain. Turned it around for us to share. You lead our love in holy prayer. Without you, where would I be? Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you?
Oh, that's a song that I wrote called Without You, and it is for my wife, Debbie. And it is a love song, but it's also a gospel song. However, I've sang it for weddings, and we've sang it in church a number of times. And what's cool about this in church is that we've done it enough where we get to the chorus, and all of a sudden people are singing Without You. And we go and sing the verses, so it's pretty neat stuff.
It's not even in the hymn books.
No, and I'm working on that. See, I know the bishop pretty good. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you do, too.
Went to school with me.
Always
yes.
An angle. Always an angle.
We're talking, again, with Dave Swanson from the White Sidewalls. If you just happen to tune in, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. And, David, you guys have played the White Sidewalls for many years down at Clear Lake, Iowa, for the Buddy Holly Festival. I think the first year was 1979. Is that correct?
Yes,
and right. It's been a big deal for years. But Professor was in your group. He looked like Buddy Holly, and I think you guys just shook up the whole five-state area that first time you were down there. Such a tribute to Buddy Holly.
Yeah, we started it out down there.
Yeah, it was the first year of the event, wasn't it?
Yep, and boy, we played with a lot of very large stars.
Yeah,
ever since, and
sure.
Carl Perkins probably was one of he's been my hero.
Mm.
And that night we had Wolfman Jack there too.
Oh, sure.
And it was 40 below or 30 below zero that night. And nobody was allowed to come into the dressing room because of the cold weather outside. Mm. It went right outside.
Sure.
And all of a sudden a great big knock came on the door of the dressing room. And there's 2,500 people there.
Mm.
And knock comes on the dressing room, and when that door opened, the whole dressing room filled with steam. And in walks Wolfman Jack with his top hat and his cape through the steam, going, my, Wolfman Jack.
So you didn't have a fog machine. Mother Nature gave it to you.
Correct.
Oh, that's cool. I remember I was down there with you guys a few years ago, and I was just helping as a crew guy. I helped guitars or whatever, but it was in the afternoon, and I'm a big fan of Bobby V, which we lost here, you know, it was a couple of years ago, but anyhow, you knew that I liked him so well, and you said to me, there's Bobby V, go say hello to him, and you guys knew him, so I went over, and I was so nervous, you know, and Bobby V, I'm Mike Murtha, I just bought one of your CDs, and he was the nicest man you ever could meet, and he said, what brings you down here? I said, well, I'm here with these guys, the White Sidewalls. He said, Mike, did you realize you're hanging out with some pretty good guys?
Oh, my.
And I said, yeah, I'm aware of that. But got his autograph. It was a big event for me here. So anyhow, I'm going to say hello to a few folks. We're going to get back to some more music. But I'm going to first say hello to Edna from White Bear Lake, Heather from Shakopee. She's the Heather that sells things for the White Sidewalls. She's a good listener here. Mom and Jim out in Arizona. Phil and Linda in Wilson, Wisconsin. We got Joe and Debbie, my brother Joe, Carl Oslin, Tom and Gay, Debbie, my wife, of course, Shirley Halliburton, Jim Ehlers, who was a guest here a few months ago with us, Putz and Julie, Mike Cheeseth. I was just stopped at Mike's house on the way up here. Eddie, can you say hello to a few folks there?
Sure. Say hi to my wife, Joanne, and she's got Sierra with her tonight, and Jim Bjorkman out there, and way out west, and the Hunyaks, and say hi to Uncle Bob, and I have to say hi to our next door neighbor, Al and Ann, the winter Texans that are up in Wisconsin this winter. She's been listening religiously every Thursday night, and my grandsons, Lee and Reese, and Scott and Brian from work, my cribbage buddies that won't let me put a 10 on 29. I don't know why they won't do that, but Brian Jevning and the Rex Cactus boys. How
sure.
About you, David?
I'd like to say hello to my grandkids, my son Jeremy's grandkids, and Haley and Hannah, my granddaughters.
Sure.
And thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. This has been a special night. Can we get a song out of you again?
Sure. I'd like to preface this one here a little bit. We had the good fortune when I was 14 or 15 years old to be the house band at a place called Diamond Jim's. And we played with many, many famous people.
That was over in Hersey, Wisconsin, Diamond Jim's?
No.
The one in the Twin Cities.
The one in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
And so when the stars would come, they would ask sometimes if we wanted to play with them. And we did a lot. And the manager of Diamond Jim's comes up and says, well, we have this one guy coming in, and you can work with him if you want to. Now, this is in the 60s now.
Sure.
And he says, but you don't have to work with them if you don't want to. We have to have special bathrooms for them. And we don't care what color they are. We don't care what's going on. We'd be in here. It was Mr. Louis Armstrong.
Oh, wow.
And I tell you what, I'm very thankful for my life. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom, yes, for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, yes, and the dark say goodnight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Now the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by.
I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more, yes, than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I just got the nod that we're going to go till midnight.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Eddie, you okay with that?
He does this every time.
Well, when we get, you know, people like this with us, we just don't want to quit.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, very, very nice. But we're going to start to wrap up here a little bit there. Eddie, you got anything else you want to add there?
Yeah, just like talking about some of the stuff that David used to do years ago with playing with the Randy Quartet and all them guys, and I get to go down and play with them guys once in a while, and plus another gentleman that David played with for many years, I get to play with some guys up in Grantsburg by the name of Freeway Jam, and Eric Satterlin plays with them guys, and it's neat with all these players that everybody gets to work a little bit and enjoy each other like we do. So
absolutely, and speaking of that, I want to thank Reland Grove, who filled in with us last Sunday at the Rooster, did a terrific job. But and David, I want to say thanks again to you for getting together, Swanee, from the White Sidewalls. Go out and see the Sidewalls; they're a great show. And I think we're gonna wrap up here pretty quick. We want to thank Bob Zonk for engineering once again. He's got a terrific radio show going here. We're going to be in the theater on May 4th with Becky Schlegel. Is that how you pronounce it?
And Rex and the guys are going to be there April 6th.
April 6th. There's a show at the old movie theater in town. So go out there and support the theaters and keep tuning into this radio station. There's some great people here, and we're honored to be a part of it. So we'll don't forget, we're on every Thursday night, too. The rebroadcasts are the first three, and then the fourth one is the live. So with that, we're going to say goodnight. Thank you.